Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Welcome, everybody, to the Thanksgiving weekend edition of Another Money Show. I am your host, Anthony Correo. That's J.R. Rochford. We got Jim, whose last name I'll never be able to pronounce, in the background. We are taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent fourth-generation family practice right here in the greater Phoenix area, to bring you some things you may not be hearing on those other financial stations. And we are aware that the last thing you need is Another Money Show, but we appreciate you being here. So we are recording this before Thanksgiving. You will be listening to this after Thanksgiving. So I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully it went well and you don't have to find your estate planning attorney afterwards to change up your will.
Yeah, I mean, I've always heard that the number one day for activity for changing wills and trusts is the Monday after Thanksgiving. These attorneys get real busy with setting appointments, you know, so, and a lot of that the last few years, I mean, the political polarization has really added to that. I mean, you've got people, orange man good, orange man bad. I mean, yeah, so families hate each other now, which is cool.
Yeah, I like to think if you haven't cut me out of the will yet, that you probably won't after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
maybe
no,
I'll
I did.
Just avoid you and mom for the holidays this year.
No, we cut you out a long time ago. We just didn't say anything. We want it to be a surprise. So,
well, I have nothing to worry about then. I got nothing to gain. I love this.
And by the way, I mean, you've been in the office long enough. Have you noticed that sometimes when somebody passes away, the kids, and our kids are in their 60s and 70s usually, you know, we're in Sun City, the kids, they're calling pretty rapidly on how to get that money transferred to their name. We're like, why don't you let the body get cold? Why don't you get the death certificates in? And then we'll talk about this. But that's, you know, this is Thanksgiving weekend. So I promise I'll be upbeat. You know, the only thing I want to really convey today is that we're going to have a stock market crash, and then we're going to have a bank bail-in, and then we're going to usher in the digital currency. But so I'm going to stay upbeat about it. You know, we have $31 trillion in debt, right, on the books?
Oh, just the casual $31 trillion. Our GDP is not even that high.
What is a trillion? I mean, put down a number and then follow it with 12 zeros and try to wrap your mind around that. So, but I'm going to be upbeat about all my negativity today. So,
yeah, you're off to a great start. To be fair, I didn't kind of softball that up with the wills and trusts being changed after the holidays. I was still super surprised when you told me that, but it really doesn't surprise me at all.
No, I've heard that over the years from a few different attorneys, and I've heard that, you know, basically on Monday the phones ring, they set up appointments, and then the next couple of weeks they get busy making changes. So it's kind of funny. I mean, you know, people are funny.
Oh, we'll have to talk to Mike next door. We've got a really good estate planning attorney if you guys need one. We talk about that all the time. We do a lot more than just regular financial planning, but getting your estate in order, very, very important.
Yeah, for sure. And we see people in their 60s and 70s, and they've never done that. It's like, how do you not think one day that's going to be needed? You know, the reason that you do estate planning, it's not for you. You know, it's for those you love. It's for the people that have to deal with your stuff when you're gone.
Well, in that case, it doesn't matter because you're already dead. So what's the matter? What happens to all your stuff?
It's very selfish. That's very selfish. I think it matters greatly. And, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, why don't we do this? Why don't we spend the next 47, 48, whatever minutes just talking about what we're thankful for? So all you are going to talk about is me, and I understand that. Actually, that'll get kind of boring for the listening audience. So let's talk about financial stuff. You know, why don't we do this? Why don't we jump right into what you know that I have on my plate to talk about? And then we'll get to whatever you want to talk about. You know, the boring financial stuff. Jim, good work. Jim, Jara Terabokia. I think I can say the last name pretty easily. He just popped in there. Aren't we thankful for our producer? Yes, we are, Jim. If you keep this train rolling, we are happy. Speaking of trains rolling, do you know that December 5th is supposed to be the big railroad strike?
Ooh, I heard December 9th.
I heard the 5th. I've heard from three different sources. You know, I've got inside sources. A lot of times, you know, when I'm not sure what to say, I'll just call Elon and some of the people I know. Yeah, no, I'm hearing
just December. Send a tweet out to him. Get a hold of him real quickly.
I should. I need to have a little blue check mark next to my name. What is that?
Ooh, I do want to. I'm glad you said that, but I'll come back to it. Let's talk about that railroad strike.
Well, there's, you know, there's not a lot to talk about because we don't know what's going to happen yet. We brought it up in an episode a couple months ago. You know, we're always trying to be proactive, not reactive. And the possibility of a railroad strike, I think that, I mean, a lot of people are going to be blindsided. We don't think about the railroads. Most of us don't travel by rail anymore. We don't think about, you know, 60% of our goods are coming by railroad. You know, how do you think the stuff gets to the trucks and then the trucks get them to the store? You know, that's, it's mostly railroad. So I, if this happens, and we've been not worried about it, but we've been watching it for months, then we were told it was averted. One Friday morning, all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, the government got involved. Phew, we got by it. No harm, no foul. Well, we talked, you and I, the next day, talked to a guy that works for a railroad company, and he said it's not averted. He said that they placated people enough to put this off for a while, but he didn't think it was over. And sure enough, I mean, here we come again.
Yeah, it sounds like I think 5 of the 12 unions right now are not agreeing to the proposals, but they've decided that if even one union, you know, can't come to terms, that they're all going to strike. So it's not, it doesn't matter that 7 of the 12 are on good terms, because if it only takes one,
which I mean, is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're hoping for a 51-49 victory and everything keeps rolling on, and that's not looking like the case. So, and you know, what's funny, I mean, today is the 22nd when we're recording this. Today's a Tuesday. We're actually a day early on recording today. So the stock market so far, I mean, it's only 9 o'clock Arizona time, but so far the stock market's flying. Dow Jones is up 300 points. You know, this third do-over, as I'm calling it, this is our third opportunity to stop buying the dips, start selling the peaks. This is our third do-over. So as I go through my travels and I read about FTX and I read about railroad strikes and I read about, you know, potential recession next year and food shortages, you know, it's always next year. It's never right now. It's always what's coming that's coming. So, but you know, the market's flying high. How can the market have such a disconnect with reality is my question. You know, I've been saying the market's manipulated. I've been saying that for years. The Dow Jones being only 30 companies, that's baloney. So a company underperforms, they take it out and put a new one in. You know, I know we've covered that in the past. It's a rigged game. High frequency trading computers, offshore accounts, tax breaks, you know, it's the whole thing's rigged. But when you look at so many things on the table, which is what I really want to get covered, and then we can go whatever direction you want. When you look at the things that are going on, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, this market and anybody that tells you, well, it's forward thinking, really, come on. You know, how does the market know where we're going to be in 6 months? I mean, I'm reading about potential droughts, water rationing, food shortages, and the market thinks that's all okay. You know, credit card debt is going through the roof. You know, auto loans, the default rate's going up. The houses, you know, this is the most expensive interest rates in what, 20 years? You know, yeah, we could have a housing slowdown.
Credit card debt, the Fed in St. Louis, you can look up the graph there. But it's been insane to see the U-shape from March of 2020. You know, the steady growth of credit card debt since, you know, the early 2000s compared to personal savings. And personal savings spiked in March of 2020 with all this free money that got printed. That got spent through 2021. But now personal savings as a percentage of disposable income is down to 3.1%. Where credit card debt is 35%. It's crazy. Insane, the differential between the two right now. People have no money. They only have debt. And that's what over a decade of near zero interest rates should be, right? It allows you to get all this fake money. But now that interest rates are skyrocketing, now you have to pay for your debts. And can people afford that?
Well, and they can right now. I mean, right now people are hobbling. People are getting late on payments. You know, I read an article yesterday that talked about realtors. You know, everything's changing so fast. A year ago, we were talking about how all the realtors were saying, you know, especially around here, this time it's different. We have Oregon, Washington, California moving in, so we don't have to worry. Well, they're starting to worry now. I mean, there's a lot of people. All of a sudden, the advertising is going back up, the networking, the marketing. You've got the article I read. I don't know how to verify this. I guess I need to poke further. It said that over 35% of all realtors are late on their rent, their office rent, by more than 60 days. A third of the realtors are late on the rent. Think of the irony of that. You're a realtor and you're not paying your little rent there. So crazy. Well, I mean,
think of, because I get the real estate market. I know that it's pretty stable and that this time is different for the most part. You have a lot more cash buyers, but everyone seems to forget that 2008, housing was the catalyst that brought down everything else. This time it might not necessarily be housing. I wouldn't say that it is housing, but if all the dominoes around you are falling, this will be a casualty at some point or another.
Yes. So,
well, that's it for our first segment. That went by very, very fast. So when we come back, I think JR is going to try to talk about the 10 pillars. Maybe. He brings that up again. So we'll see if we get to
really?
It.
Really? Try?
You know, happy Thanksgiving. Happy family time. In the meantime, you can check us out at anothermoneyshow.com. You can reach out to us directly at team@anothermoneyshow.com. And you can listen to all of our previous shows wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Check out Another Money Show. And we will be right back.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes, economic uncertainty, and how it could all affect your future in retirement? Then tune into Another Money Show to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Another Money Show, every Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot. Protect your hard-earned money today and learn more at anothermoneyshow.com. Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. As Anthony always says, just what you need, another money show. But, you know, this one is different. I heard one of our commercials during the break said, this one is different. It may actually keep you awake. You know, it is more current events than it is financial. I'm always trying to be very careful that it doesn't go too far political. You've got a whole ton of political shows, so we don't need to add to it. I can tell you, though, the politics of this country, the polarization, how things are heated. Do you realize today is November 22nd and we still don't have our election certified? I mean, that's a little bit weird. So I know, you know, people talk about Florida. Florida has more population and they were settled that night. We're still going. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of weirdness around our elections. You know, sooner or later, the politics are going to affect your finances. Huge. Did I just say finances instead of finances? But you know what I mean?
You also just said, we're not going to get too political. And then like, all right, let me immediately get political.
Well, that's what I do. You know, when we do an outline, you know, Jim does a professional outline for us. And one day I am going to start trying to follow it. I'll let you follow it. So, but I do an outline every week too. And I don't think I have ever stuck to it more than half of the time. And I know it drives you crazy, but I think that's part of that. I'm so endearing to you because I'm me. So,
this is why I've cut you out of my will.
Yes, understandable. I would have gotten one of your 8 or 9 broken down cars and now I'm not going to get one. I'm sad. So back to what I really want to talk about today, because I am somewhat confused. You know, this, the market activity, the uncertainty, you would think people would lay low. You would think people would be very nervous about all the things on the table. Why aren't they? Is it one of my favorite things, normalcy bias, you just can't see it? Or is it that people see things are wrong, but they don't want to face it? Is it more comfortable just not to think about it? But that's not usually the best strategy. I mean, there's a lot of people that think that we are on the verge of losing our world reserve currency. Our fiat currency is at the end of its lifespan. You know, how are we going to look in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? You know, are we going towards Venezuela where there's going to be no food and medicine and, you know, hyperinflation?
Railroads, that could be a thing. I mean, I've heard they're having issues getting stuff out of China again because of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I mean, we forget to talk about COVID, but that's back. I've got a friend of mine who's going in today for testing. It's like, oh, for Pete's sake, you know, and we've kind of said this. I mean, the new normal, I'm not a huge fan of that term, but the new normal, it's like, well, we better start living with it, you know, and I don't know why this part has become so political, but there are a lot of weird deaths of people that are younger. And nobody wants to tie vaccines to whether or not that's what's going on. I mean, is it, you know, marijuana is legal now in the state of Arizona? Is that it? Is it climate change? I mean, why are younger people dying? I heard this morning one of the original Power Rangers passed away. And I mean, I didn't watch Power Rangers, so I don't know much about it, but he was 49 years of age. And it's like, I'm hearing more and more stories about that. So no, that's weird.
People die sometimes.
They do. But, you know, the bad news is, like you said, the mortality tables are changing. I mean, did we peak? Did we live as long as we're going to live and now we're going the other way? But on the plus,
now's a great time to invest in life insurance for loved ones and family members.
Right?
Generational wealth transfer. Now is the time to have that conversation.
And we have really good solutions for that. Yeah, it's funny. The old days of be your own bank are coming back because the insurance rates are rising. You know, the day of transferring tax-free generational wealth. So come see us. We will sit down and do a plan for you. How do you like that?
Be your own bank. I'm still, it's one of those, you know, we talk about setting a foundation. You can diversify and do those kinds of things, but life insurance is meant to be death benefit. You know, there are some living benefits and maybe you can take advantage of that, but I wouldn't put financial planning around that. Not until you set a base. Still doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, and part of it, you know, the rich get richer, the poor hover, and the middle class is shrinking. How do the rich get richer? You know, either they, you know, pass a business along and they sell a business. A big part of how we see it is through life insurance. You know, if you have four kids and each of your four kids is on board for them to be millionaires when you pass and they pay your premiums every month. And when you die, you leave $2 million. They each get $500,000. You've just set them up for a base. They can use their $500,000 and buy a rental property or a duplex or a business or a lifetime annuity, or they can do something to change
or
the
get off food. Of get out of debt and pay off their student loans.
Yes. And it's funny how cash flow and income is more impactful when you don't have debt and student loans and credit card debt. So
yeah,
and
you don't need nearly as much income in if you don't have as much outgoing.
Well, and then with the incoming debt. Well, yeah, I mean, Dave Ramsey Jr. Yes, we are. And then when you have this increased income, you have opportunities. If the stock market collapses and it still looks like we're going to make it as a country and not throw rocks at each other, you can buy in while everybody else is, you know, doesn't have the money to buy in. You know, one of the things about being a conservative financial practice, we are very safety first, then growth. We always know people have to protect and grow their money, but we believe in that order. You know, people like, we have a client who I went to her 100th birthday party a few months back. And then unfortunately, a few weeks back, I went to her celebration of life. She had a lifetime fixed annuity with a good solid insurance company. She outlived her money. I don't want to misquote it, but I don't know, probably 6-7 years ago. In other words, all the money she put into it, she started generating her income. And then 6 or 7 years before she passed away, her money ran out. Well, she was getting about $2,000 a month. And that the last 6 or 7 years, that was 100% profit to her. You know, the only thing, she had to pay taxes on it because it was all growth. Well, I'll take $2,000 a month for just the tax bill all day long. And the thing is, we watch in Sun City our planning, how it works 20 years later. You're getting to see, like that planning for that woman, you're getting to see how it looks 20 years later. And it's amazing. I mean, the safety works in the long run. You know,
yeah, and let's clarify too, because she didn't necessarily outlive her money. The money she put in got spent down But by setting up these pensions, you're guaranteed for life. So even though all of the money she put in, all of the interest she earned, technically got spent down, it didn't disappear. She continued to earn that income for life.
What other vehicle can you do that? Can you do that with a stock or a bond or a CD or a digital currency? You know, things have volatility. If you feel like you're safe in CDs, I mean, obviously you had about a 15-year run with no interest on them, but when the money's out, it's out. So if she had done CD laddering and bond laddering and the stuff that a lot of people are familiar with, you know, my father and I got her into annuity laddering. And that when we did that, you know, when I started doing that with my father 20 something years ago, that wasn't common. You know, all of the big wirehouses were like, oh no, you do bond laddering, you do CD laddering. There's no such thing as annuity laddering. Well, the heck there isn't. And this woman is a perfect example of how it can work. You know, we have ultra short term fixed products. We have midterm and we have long-term. She was one of the best examples I've ever seen of long-term planning. So why don't we do this? Because things are going so fast today. Why don't we take a break right now? And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the 10 pillars. We haven't referenced the name in a while. We talk about the 10 pillars all the time, but we haven't really itemized them and kind of gone through them in a while. So I would love to knock that out today and kind of remind people about the big picture. So make sure you reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com, or give us a call, 623-523-0444. Ask us questions, email a question. We will answer it the next week. If we don't know the answer, we'll make one up, but we will make sure we address your question. If you want us to use your name, we will. If you don't, we won't, but we'll go from there. Thanks so much for being with us on this holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to Another Money Show. To learn more and contact JR and Anthony, visit anothermoneyshow.com. You're listening to Another Money Show.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being with us. I don't know about you, but we are having a wonderful time today. So don't answer that, please. So
I was going to say, speaking of you, I mean, you went into that last break asking for questions from listeners. And, you know, even though this is not recorded live and we're pre-recording, in that in-between period, we actually got a text from somebody asking financial questions. So maybe we should just answer that on the air.
And I like that he texted both of us because he knows we focus in our practice. We focus on two different things, you know, to a certain degree. So let me read it and then we'll answer it. I'm going to answer it first, then you answer it. And then we're going to go back to our carefully sculptured outline.
We're never talking about those pillars. It's never
going to going to no okay. But it's Thanksgiving.
What's the question? Tell me.
All right, here, should we make up a fake name or there's no need? We'll just say a guy texted us.
I wouldn't assume it's gender, but you know, go on.
Can you explain how the stock market is going up and which stock to buy? Also, since the crypto bad guy was caught and now it's legitimate and holding, when do I buy again and which one is best? So there's two questions in there. One is on trying to time the market. And the second one is on, I would say, more traditional financial product and then the new generation of financial product. So my answer is going to be general. Yours, I'm sure, will be more detailed. I would say it is a really, really sketchy time to buy either one. Not just because I'm always half empty. The glass is always half empty. The volatility, first of all, is huge. When you don't know what to do, a lot of times the best answer, do nothing. So which stock to buy right now? I would say if you have extra money, the first thing, look at your time horizon. I mean, you know, if you've got 10 or 20 years to hold the stock, you know, obviously you can sell it earlier if it doubles or whatnot. But if you have time to hold it, it might not be a bad time. We've had some retraction this year. But the thing is, you know, you said which stock. I would go back to diversification. I would look more, if you're going to do that, on look at sectors. I mean, you know, the geopolitical situation is such that you might not be too bad off looking at military stocks, Northrop Grumman, whatever, you know, Lockheed Martin, I don't know. And then the crypto question. Crypto is such an unknown. You know, Bitcoin hit another couple year low this morning. I guess it went under 15,000, which still, I mean, for something that you don't own, for something that if you lose your password, you're out. I mean, to me, I wouldn't touch it, but that's me. I mean, my thinking is let some of the dust settle. Let's really see how big FTX gets. Let's see if it brings down other cryptos. You know, if you look at what's coming with the digital currency, it's not fantasy anymore. They're testing it now as we speak. They started last week in this country testing it. So it's coming. I would say give it, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months. Let's kind of see how crypto looks. So for me, I wouldn't buy any of it. What say you on these things?
All right. So to start with, explain why the stock market is going up. Well, that's, I mean, it's the same manipulation and things we've talked about in the past. I have a theory on it, and I think a lot of it has to do with shorting these stocks. You know, example, what happened with AMC and with GameStop is you have so many people shorting the market that it's forcing people to cover their shorts and to buy into it. So they're borrowing more money to buy into the stock market, to raise stocks to just ungodly numbers. So I think part of that is the reason which stock to buy. I mean, Jared kind of said it. We're still being on cash heavy. If you're going to buy anything in stocks, you know, you got to be looking out. It's a bubble market. The last 30 years have worked in bubbles. So it doesn't matter how good of an opportunity a stock may be right now. If we're going to sit here and preach that this could be another bubble crash that's going to bring down everything. Remember, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway lost about 50% in 2008 too. Like, it doesn't matter how good of an investor you are. When this shit sinks, it sinks everything, right?
I thought you almost said a bad word there. I was like, yeah, right? We'll bleep that out later. Oh, shit. The ship's going to sink.
I know. I'm sure there's a saying for rising tides and lowering ships. I'm not that elegant with my words. But I mean, a bubble burst affects everything. So if you're going to buy a stock, make sure it's something you want and make sure that you're willing to, you know, take massive losses on it should that occur, and then be ready to buy back in. You know, buy while it's lower. If you buy something now that you like and it starts dipping, you know, buy more. Don't sell. Don't lock in your losses. That's the opposite of good financial planning. So, all right, we ran out of time again. Again, you know, have not gotten to those pillars, but maybe in segment four. But there's more to this question that I'm not quite finished with, especially this part about crypto. I'm kind of excited to answer that one. So we will be back with my answer to this question and more after a few short messages. And in the meantime, check us out at Another Money Show. Listen to Another Money Show wherever you subscribe to podcasts. And reach out directly to us with your own questions at team@anothermoneyshow.com.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one will actually keep you awake.
Welcome back. You're listening to Another Money Show. Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, and we are answering questions on air. The question was, can you explain how the stock market is going up and which stock to buy? Also, since the crypto bad guy was caught and now it's legitimate and holding, when do I buy again and which one is best? So on the stock market going up, it's pure manipulation. We've said that before. There is really no reason for it. Again, it could start dropping today. It could start dropping tomorrow and not stop dropping for the next year, 2 years. And that would not surprise me because I accept that there's no foundation at all for this stock market. Which stock to buy? Stuff you like, but stuff you have to expect losses on. Again, if we're talking about a bubble market, you're going to lose on everything. Absolutely everything. Nothing goes up when bubbles burst like that. So be ready for losses and be ready to buy in more. So can you make money on stocks in the meantime? Absolutely, because the stock market's been going up. Could it continue to go up? Absolutely. Should it continue to go up? That was a whole other question. I would say no, it probably shouldn't. When we talk about stocks to buy, Michael Burry, right from The Big Short, genius investor, he sold all of his stocks except for one. A few months ago. Now he's since, I think, added five or six to his portfolio. But what he added is actually he's bullish on the prison sector, privately owned prisons. That's where he put all of his money in. And I think if you're talking from a morality standpoint, you know, JR's mentioned the Ave Maria funds in the in the past, no booze, no alcohol, no weapons, stuff like that. I think that one's more of a moral investment for me. Privatized prisons seems pretty monstrous. So I don't know that that's something I would invest in, but that's coming from a very smart investor putting all his eggs in one basket kind of thing. So just an interesting tidbit there. But let me get to the second part of this question. Since the crypto bad guy got caught and is now the market's now legitimate and holding, what's to say it's legitimate and holding now? Because one bad guy got caught? You don't think that there's thousands? I mean, cryptocurrency is fake money. It was Shiba Inu and Dogecoin was a joke. The guys that created it said it was a joke, yet people made millions on this Ponzi scheme. So to think that there's only one and because this guy got caught, it's now legitimate? No, I think none of this is legitimate. I think it's all a joke. And we've already talked about the U.S. is working on their own digital currency. Do you honestly think when the Fed comes out that they're going to allow anybody to have competition with them? Right now, they think of this as a joke, so they're not worried. But do you think when it's real competition that they're going to allow for any of these privatized cryptocurrencies to be a thing? And do you think that they can be legitimate? I mean, the whole part is to be out of the government and out of reach, but all that does is lead to more fraud. And there is government oversight. They've come through and confiscated so many crypto wallets. So to think that there isn't, I mean, is pretty naive too. So I don't think it's legitimate. I don't think that it's holding. I don't think there's just one bad actor in this. I think it's a industry that's preying on people looking for something new. And there was a lot of money to be made, and I don't know that that will continue.
Well, and what moves money? Fear and greed. I mean, if you're afraid, you sell your stuff. If you're greedy, you buy stuff. You know, the whole digital currency, that seems to me like a little bit of fear because you're afraid of the dollar. You know, you're afraid of the banks, you're afraid of the stocks. But the lion's share, that is greed. You know, all these people that bought into Bitcoin in 2014, 15, 16, that became multimillionaires. That's, you hear about those little stories, but you forget. There's people that piled in on December, I think it was 2017. You know, it hit 20,000. People were piling in. And then they, the next 2 years, they lost their shirt. So yeah, a lot of weirdness.
That's a lot of chasing. I mean, people didn't really understand it. So when people were getting it for pennies, you know, in dollars, it was kind of a joke. It was something that they wanted to see become mainstream. And then it did. It became mainstream. And people made money off of it. But now it's just, I don't know. Beanie Babies is still my favorite example. People loved Beanie Babies. And there was a ton of money made. But what is it worth now?
Nope, you're right. It's history. Tulips. I mean, it's Beanie Babies was one example.
Yeah, the tulip bubble. Still, I mean, we talked about the second Wall Street movie, Michael Douglas, last week. And they had a big scene talking about the tulip bubble in the first financial bubble. And, you know, you could use these tulip bulbs and buy houses. You know, talking about a flower. Used a flower to buy a house. Just absolutely outrageous. I mean, we didn't talk about it last week. Exactly. I think JR brought it up, but the movie Boom Bust Boom. I would love for every single person listening to go out and watch that movie. I'm not really sure if it's streaming anymore. If you can buy it on Amazon, check it out on YouTube. Amazing movie from the guys that did the animation of Monty Python. So such a well put together documentary, but it talks about human history and we don't change. We always say this time's different. This time's different. It's never different. It's never different. So are you going to learn from the past or not? And that's what this whole radio program is for. We're spending our money. We're spending our time to get on the air to tell people that they need to be prepared for whatever's coming next, because everybody else is just going to try to sell you and make money while they can, while everything's hot. I'm telling you. There's going to be wonderful buying opportunities at some point, and we just haven't seen them.
Nope, I have to agree with you. And we are in such uncertain times. I mean, the uncharted territory is, we've never seen anything like this in this country or the world. And
speaking of other really enjoyable movies and kind of our thought on, you know, we're really big on income over assets. We see it time and time again. Assets fluctuate. You can make money, but you could also lose a bunch of money. But having excess income allows you to make financial mistakes because that way you know you have income coming in. There's another wonderful documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. We have free passes for that movie so that you can watch it online. If you reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com, we will get one of those passes out to you. You can watch that movie. Also wonderful. I wish I had passes available to Boom Bust Boom because I really do love that movie. So I think, I don't know, did we answer his question?
Oh, I think we beat it to death. Yeah. The thing is, you know, if you're looking at buying anything right now, you're not really seeing the big picture. You know, just wait, give it a little while. So, you know me, January 1st, 2023, the light switch goes on and everything's safe again. So
it was December 5th or 9th now.
Oh, who knows? It's October 9th was for the digital currency test. Yeah. All these different dates.
Stop giving dates. Stop.
Nope. No, I won't even date my wife, so I'm not going to get any more dates. So why don't we do this? We have eaten up most of the time. And this one I'm going to blame on you because you just ran with that way longer than you needed to. So
no, you brought up the 10 pillars in the first segment and then you didn't talk about it in the second or the third. This is on you.
All right, the 10 pillars. That was a beautiful segue, Anthony. I appreciate how you just drove that home. So the 10 pillars. When we started this show, we had a friend slash client who made a list. He wanted to know the 10 main things that we're worried about that he should watch. Such a simple concept, but we never put it in writing before. So we did it. We did it for him. And we wrote down 10 things that are big things that everybody can watch. And then he knew us well enough to know that we're also watching what could be coming our way that other people are not watching. Those are the black swan events. You know, March of 2020, it was COVID. So, you know, right now, we the 10 big things, and I want to list them. I don't want to go too deep on any one of them because it would take a full show to really unpack them. But I want to talk about the 10 pillars and let people know everyone, you know, when we started the show, it was on the table. It's still on the table. They need to be watched, and we still have to watch for a black swan event. I mean, North Korea testing another ICBM last week. You know, it makes it in a 24-hour news cycle, and then it's gone magically. So sooner or later, there could be a misstep, and then all of this it'll shock us.
And so I think watching the 10 pillars is really what brings out the black swan event, because it's not like the black swan event will be you cover so much in those 10 pillars. That if you watch those closely, you'll see the black swan event occurring before most. But there's just more that you need to pay attention to.
Well, and the black swan event will be a subset of one of the pillars. It will have to do with one of these things. So let's jump into it. The first one is debt and deficit. You know, the government is saying how they're lowering the deficit. That's great. But on December 1st of 2021, not even a year ago, the national debt was $30 trillion. And then on February of 2022, earlier this year, it tipped to $30 trillion. Now it's at $31.5 trillion. So it's going up rapidly. Sooner or later, we may just default. So that's the debt and the deficit. Pretty easy to understand. The second one we've already covered, you know, earlier in this episode, financial markets, volatility and manipulation. I mean, it's you know, the financial markets are sketchy to say the least. The third pillar is taxes. Not a lot to say there. They're going up. You know, sorry, people used to debate whether or not tax would be higher or lower when you're in retirement. Well, I got bad news for you. They're probably going to be higher. We're broke. Sorry. The rich don't pay taxes. The poor don't pay taxes. So if you're in the middle class and you're listening to this show, bad news for you. You're who they want to shrink. The fourth pillar, inflation. I guess we don't have to say much about that. You know, the only thing is it going to start going down like it did last month, or are we heading towards, you know, do we just get a reprieve? Gas prices were down.
It's not necessarily going down. It's just not as bad as predicted. It's still terrible, but I love that they use it as justification for the market going up. It was like, oh, the CPI increase wasn't nearly as bad. No, it's still terrible. So that's not justification to think everything's getting better.
Agreed. And my whole thing is the only thing that really the Black Swan event could be, do we go towards hyperinflation and then watch out because this country's not ready for it. The fifth pillar, healthcare. You know, are we going towards Medicare for all? You know, when you look at Medicaid, Social Security, disability, those programs are all, they're broke. When you look at the long-term care insurance world, it's blown up over the last 15 years. And I am rattling through these really quickly. Any ones you have question on, we'll address it with you.
You got 2 minutes left.
Oh, then I'll hurry. So number six is unfunded and underfunded liabilities. Social Security is a big Ponzi scheme. Pensions, both private and public, are broke. Pension guarantee fund broke. Big influx of money with COVID dollars drying up now, so they're broke. So number seven, the erosion of the middle class. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. It used to be if you had $1 million, you're fine. Now I would say it's closer to 3 to 5 million to get by what's coming. The eighth one is social media. You know, we're in such an instant gratification society. When, as soon as Facebook says there's a toilet paper shortage, watch out, get to the store quickly.
And my fear is stocks dropping too. We need to bring that up again. The fake Twitter accounts lead into these pharmaceutical companies and Lockheed Martin losing money.
Yep. No, it's crazy. Two more. The ninth one is geopolitical missteps. You know, for example, Russia and Ukraine, China and Taiwan, Russia and China versus the United States, North Korea versus whomever, Iran versus Israel, USA, Saudi Arabia. So all that stuff. I mean, the whole world is uncertain right now. And lastly, the one that, you know, one day, unfortunately for you, you could have to deal with it. The polarization, you know, civil war, red states and blue states. I mean, you know, could we actually split up as a country? Yes, I have a lot of reasons why I can say we will. But, you know, I hate that I rushed through that so much. But in future episodes, we can break down some of those and dig deeper. For today, why don't we wrap it up? And just let's thank you so much for being with us. You
know, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you. So we'll see you next week. Make sure you reach out to us, 623-523-0444 or team@anothermoneyshow.com and follow us. Tell people about us. Help us grow. We want to get the word out. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.